Do you minister to the teens of your parish? Well, who's ministering to you? If you're a hardworking youth minister, core member, music minister, or priest, the Life Teen Training Convention is the place to be. Leaders of all types will be gathered in beautiful, carefree Arizona to be trained, affirmed, and inspired. To find out more, click on events on ym.lifeteen.com. You're listening to the Sunday podcast brought to you by lifeteen.com, a reflection on the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Well, fire it up, everybody. Fire it up. Dig out the red t-shirts. Find some red dress, preferably if you're a woman, not a guy. It's Pentecost. It's the Feast of Pentecost, Pentecost Sunday. This is a great Sunday, 50 days following the resurrection. It's 10 days after the ascension. What makes Pentecost so special? I was hoping you'd ask. Our first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Our psalm response from Psalm 104, verse 1, verse 24, verse 29 to 30, verses 31 and 34. How's that for a psalm response? Our second reading, there's an option this week. So you might want to check your bulletin at the parish, find out which option you're going to be reading. The first option for the second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 7, and verses 12 and 13. Our second option for the second reading comes from Galatians 5, verses 16 to 25. And our gospel, too, comes with two options. The first option for the gospel from St. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23, or the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verses 26 to 27, and chapter 16, verses 12 to 15. You know what I love about Pentecost Sunday? You know what I don't love about Pentecost Sunday is when I show up and I didn't wear red. You know, it's always great when you look around and there's people that did wear red, and there's people that forgot to wear red, there's people that didn't know to wear red, and then there's always the one guy who showed up wearing red, didn't know it was Pentecost, but then felt pretty good about himself. That's usually me. I love this feast day, and a lot of us don't really realize that it's a feast day. That way back when, in the time of Jesus, it was a very important feast. It wasn't necessarily as important as Passover, but Pentecost also was a feast. There were several feasts in the course of the Jewish year, and Pentecost was an important feast, as all the other feasts were, because they always had to do somehow with agriculture, with harvest. People were always either praying that God would send rain, would send sunlight, would help them harvest, would help them have a good harvest, because people were so dependent on God that all good things came from God. And they understood that their whole livelihood, especially as farmers or fishermen or whatever it was, their livelihood was dependent on God. So they would celebrate these great feasts, and they would call upon God, the God of nature. They would call upon him and worship him, and they would praise him. And Pentecost, we have to put in its proper context. Now, Pentecost, this is 50 days after Jesus has risen from the dead. And we all know the story. We've all read it or heard it before in the Acts of the Apostles, and we're going to hear it again. You have to be careful, because this is one of those stories where you're going to have about 12 cities thrown out that most people can't spell and most people can't pronounce. So as you get into it, the time for Pentecost was fulfilled. They were all in one place together, and suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind. And it filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues. And the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now notice it says it was a sound like a wind, okay, and that came in tongues as of fire. A lot of times people think of the Holy Spirit as wind or as fire or usually as a dove. But the Holy Spirit is not just a dove and not just fire. We've talked about this a lot. The Holy Spirit is a person, equal in importance to God the Father, equal in importance to Jesus Christ, not a lesser person. But what does the Holy Spirit do? When we look in Scripture, the Holy Spirit is how we come to know Jesus. It says in Scripture that Jesus is the way to the Father. Well, my brothers and my sisters, the Holy Spirit is the way to Jesus. This is how we come to know him. And the Holy Spirit is pure power. In Scripture, in the New Testament, when it talks about power, the word dynamis is where we get the word dynamite. That's the word we use for the Holy Spirit. That God is giving us his power. He's imparting his power. And not just in a figurative way, not just symbolically, like, hey, if you're with me, you're powerful. That God gives us his very life, his very power through the Holy Spirit. And what you're going to see, no matter what readings are chosen this week, is that when we are one body, when all these separate bodies are brought together as one body, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. And in this first reading, they're all brought together. Many become one. and they become one through the Holy Spirit. And when we are unified, we are powerful. And that second reading, you're going to hear again about unity, okay? About unity, that 1 Corinthians, about the importance of having all the people, all the different parts come together in one body. And when that happens, that's how we're able to say Jesus is Lord. It's when we're all together and we're unified and the Spirit is present and drawing us and pointing us to Jesus. That's when we can proclaim that Jesus is Lord. We can't even proclaim he's Lord without the power of the Holy Spirit. Or in that second reading from Galatians, if that's the one you get, you're going to hear about this, again, this tug of war between the flesh and the spirit, is that we're all in that tug of war. Many of us are, between sin and grace, between temptation and freedom, we're in that tug of war, and it's the Holy Spirit that frees us, that if we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and the Holy Spirit to direct us, we are going to beat and vanquish those demons. We're going to win the tug of war, that our soul has to lead our body and not vice versa. In the gospel reading from St. John, from chapter 20, we're going to hear what happens. This is how you live in unity, okay? That you have to forgive one another, okay? And who does God give that power? And what is the power he gives them? He gives the church the power of the Holy Spirit. And what does that power enable them to do? To forgive sins. Why? So we can live in unity. So we can grow into the image and the likeness of Jesus Christ. Or the other reading from St. John, that we can live in truth. What does truth do? It leads us to Jesus Christ. You see what's going on here? That the Holy Spirit, this is how we come to know Christ, because the Holy Spirit brings us together in unity. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to witness. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to forgive one another and to seek forgiveness. And the Holy Spirit gives us the desire and the ability to live in truth. And all the ways that he does this, to live in truth, to live in unity, okay, to have the power of Christ, to come together as one, that's how we come to know Jesus. We come to know Jesus most directly through the sacraments. That's where we have these living encounters of Jesus. And who is present in the sacraments uniting us to Jesus? The Holy Spirit. My brothers and my sisters, this is a huge feast day, whether or not you realize it, whether or not you're wearing red. Fall on your knees this week, whether you know him well or not, and thank God for the gift of the Holy Spirit, and ask God to open our eyes and open our hearts to who the Holy Spirit is, how he's trying to move, and for the ability and the willingness to let him move and guide us in our lives. May God bless you this Pentecost Sunday.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.